This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the seventh lecture number 7 from the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf. And today, inshallah, we are with the benefit number 35. The story developed the wife of Al-Aziz, where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is staying, seduced him. She locked all the doors and she invited him. He said no. And he combined that no with the action of fleeing. واستبق الباب. He fled. He left the room. And this is what every Muslim should do in this position. Flee from the fitna. واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر من دبر. And as he is racing out, leaving, she tore his shirt from behind. She pulled him, come back. And then, وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ. Subhanallah. Her husband, by all the sudden, he returned. He was by the door. His wife, dressed in a way that maybe she is seducing this young boy, and here he is fleeing and his shirt is torn, and she immediately accuses him. قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوء. She already talked to her husband, saying, what is the punishment of a person who wanted to harm your family? And she actually came up with the judgment. قالت, she said, إما أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم. He is to be imprisoned or to receive a painful punishment for what he did. Prophet Yusuf عليه السلام, he did not do anything wrong. He found himself in this position, seduced by his mistress, a beautiful, prestigious woman. And yet he finds himself in a position of being accused of something that he did not do. And he hears her actually passing a judgment over him that he is to be placed in jail for something that he did not do. Look at the nobility of Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah. He said one statement. He did not add anything to it. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. He said to her husband, she is the one who seduced me. I did not do this. He did not say she locked the doors, and he did not say that she beautified herself for me, and he did not say no. In a very brief way, he refuted the allegation. He dismissed the allegation. Of course, the husband is troubled. This is one of the most devastating feelings that a husband can find himself in, seeing his wife looking at another man, seeing that your wife is interested in another man. He was troubled. And one of her family members was in the palace, and he saw him troubled. So he said to him, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Because so far, he still wanted to believe that his wife is innocent, and Yusuf, the slave, is the guilty partner here. So he shared the story with her family member. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And one of her family member presented a way out of this, a solution to his trouble. He said, إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. If his shirt, his garment, is torn from the front, then he is lying, and she is true about her allegation. Because normally, if you try to attack a woman, she's going to try to defend herself by pushing you away. You're facing her. Then normally, you will end up causing some sort of change to the garment from the front side. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. But if his shirt is torn from the back, فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Then she is lying, and he is speaking the truth. Look at the verse. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. Was so obvious that he right away looked at the shirt, he spotted the shirt to be torn from the back. قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. This is because of your blood, because of your sickness, basically. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, you women, your blooding is a great one. And this is the first benefit, actually, that I would like to share with you today. This particular statement is misunderstood by a lot of Muslims. They go and harass the women and they say, look, Allah said about your blood in the Quran that it's what? Huh? A great one. And they do something else, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nisa, He said about the blotting of Satan to be what? إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The blotting of Satan is a weak one. So they come and say what? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the blotting of women to be what? عَظِيم, great. And the blotting of Satan to be what? Weak. And they go after the women. And this is not fair, because this is not what intended here. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this in the tongue of who? Al-Aziz, the owner of the palace, the master of Yusuf. And he was speaking to who? To one woman. So you cannot generalize. You cannot make this a general statement. Yes, look at her. She locked the doors. She beautified herself. That's all blotting. That's all part of her plotting. Yusuf alayhi salam found himself in that position. He did not, out of his innocence, he found himself inside a closed room. That's a plot. So this is how you understand this verse. Now, using that verse to compare the blood of shaitan is incorrect too. Because the verses in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the believers and the disbelievers. The causes for their strife in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ. So the context of the verse, the blotting of Allah is against the blotting of who? Shaytan. Now, a good question comes up. Does Allah plot? I'm asking you, does Allah plot? Huh? No? Does Allah plot? You know what plotting is, right? But can you call Allah the plotter? Can you?
No.
You cannot call Allah the plotter. But Allah plots. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ Allah. What is the concept of plotting? What is plotting? That I have a hidden plan to get you in trouble. Right? الْمَكْر. That you're trying to deceive me and get me in trouble. طيب. Why Allah is the best in plotting? Because plotting is based on what? On concealing your plan, right? You talk to me about something and meanwhile you're concealing something that I do not know. Here is the question. Can you conceal, can you hide something from Allah? Can you? So can you plot against Allah? So then Allah is the best of what? Because He will uncover your plan before you think about it. Before you actually initiate it, He will know about it. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of what? Of plotters. But we do not call Allah to be what? A plotter. So when Satan makes a plan, he's plotting against the believers. Allah is the best in plotting because Allah knows the plan of Satan. And if the believer places his trust in Allah, Allah will save him. Allah will spare him from the plotting. So this is the first benefit. It is wrong to call the women to have a blood that is greater than the blood of Satan. This statement is taken out of context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is talking about the Egyptian women. I mean, if we're going to talk about Egyptian women only, don't generalize it. Huh? The Egyptian women only, those are the women who went after Prophet Yusuf. By the way, they always come back and say, what? At least we go after prophets. Our standard is what? High. We go after prophets and messengers. Huh? Yes, it's because every time they say, look at the Egyptian women, they went after Prophet Yusuf, seducing him. So they come back and say, well, we go after prophets. What about you? Who do you go after? طيب, here is the response of the husband, which very cold. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرِ When he saw the shirt of Yusuf torn from behind, then he found out that his wife is what? Is the guilty one. قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ This is because of your blood. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ Hear this. يوسف أعرض عن هذا يوسف no word shh because disgrace you know your wife to be known in the city that she's going after the slave disgrace no word do not يوسف أعرض عن هذا a lot of people also misunderstand this يوسف do not do this again they لا 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 that is not what is meant here what is meant here no word shh Keep this a secret. Don't speak about it. Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا. Hear this. واستغفري لذنبك. And ask for forgiveness for your sin. That's another benefit. Benefit number 36. This is a disbelieving society. Egypt at the time were mushriks. They were not Muslims. Yusuf came from Canaan to actually bring Islam to them. When he later on in jail said, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ I have left the way, the religion of those people who do not believe in Allah. But yet he's saying to his wife, what? Ask forgiveness for your sin. What I'm trying to say here, adultery, even in the eyes of non-Muslim, is a bad thing. Even in the eyes of people who do not believe in Allah, and in the hereafter, still a bad thing. في البيعة بيعة النساء when the women came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to give him the pledge الآيات في سورة الممتحنة O Prophet يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على ألا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين ولا يقتلن أولادهن ولا يأتين ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فبايعهن واستغفر لهن الله إن الله غفور رحيم الإمام البخاري compiled the حديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه that when the women came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to make the pledge the shahada الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told them, you gave me a pledge that you will not call anyone in association with Allah. You will single Allah with your actions. You're not going to call upon other deity but Allah. You're not going to pray in the name of any other deity but Allah. That you do not steal. That you do not commit adultery. Guess who was with the women? the wife of Abi Sufyan, Hind bint Utba. She was not a Muslim yet. She's about to be a Muslim. You know, upon hearing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking a pledge from the women not to commit adultery, you know what she said? Ya Rasul Allah, awatazni al-hurra? O Messenger of Allah, a free woman commits adultery? Shame. Shame. يعني حتى في أعراف الجاهلية وروية, it was recorded that when الخوارج came to kill عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عن عثمان أمير المؤمنين, they came from Egypt and Iraq to kill him in Medina, and he refused to fight them back, and he refused the suggestion of his companions, top of the list, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, to protect him, because he did not want bloodshed. He would rather sacrifice his life than getting Muslims killed. Compare this with Muammar Gaddafi right now. A lot of people dying for him because he's clinging to the chair. All it takes for him to say, okay, I'm leaving. We're not even asking him to give his life up. He can find a safe haven somewhere. Just to give you a comparison, Uthman ibn Affan giving up his life. He said, do not fight them. When they enter to kill him, actually to stab him, he said this to them, لِمَ تَقْتُلُونَنِي? Why are you killing me? وَاللَّهِ, by Allah, إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لَا يَحِلُّ دَمُ مْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ إِلَّا فِي إِحْدَ ثَلَاثٍ, taking the life of another Muslim is not lawful except in three cases. One of these cases, he said, وَزِنًا بَعْدَ إِحْصَانٍ, and because you commit adultery after you get married. Here is the statement that I'm looking for. فَوَاللَّهِ, by Allah, مَا زَنَيْتُ فِي جَاهِلِيَّةٍ وَلَا إِسْلَامٍ, I have never committed adultery in Jahiliyyah nor in Islam. Jahiliyyah meaning before I become a Muslim, before I accepted Islam. Because it's shame. فها هو العزيز, العزيز, seeing adultery is something that is bad, not good. Adultery, brothers and sisters in Islam, is the destroyer of our families. You have to stand firm. Don't fall into temptations. The solution is to get married. Even if early age, get married. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kama fi al-sahihain, min hadith ibn Mas'ud, ya ma'shar al-shabab, O youth, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. If you're able to get married, get married. At the end of the hadith, fa'innahu lahu wija', it's a protection. Fasting or getting married. So this is the second benefit. وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكِ إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ, you made a mistake. Subhanallah, and I think we talked about this benefit last week. Four people witnessed this event. Yusuf, the woman, Al-Aziz, the husband, and her family member, the witness. Right? Only what? Four. Look, the next verse. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ All the women in Egypt are talking about the event. How did the news go out? Huh? How? I mean, I tell you, Yusuf will not speak. His nobility will not speak. Two, no, she's not going to speak about that. La, she's not going to speak about that. That's not fun. Look what they said. Look at it. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ The woman in town, إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ شوف الكلام. تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ The wife of Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is like the prime minister or the vice president now. I don't know. The second man after the president. The treasurer. Imra'atu Al-Aziz. The wife of Al-Aziz. Seducing her slave. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّ Not only this. She is in love with him. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ She wouldn't like this to be heard. She wouldn't like this to be known about her. طيب, who leaked that news? Don't you have a doorman? Don't you have people serving in the palace? Huh? Those are the people who leaked the news out. Now, they made a very interesting statement, the women. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا The love of Yusuf penetrated what? شِغَافِ قَلْبِهَا I'm going to speak about something very interesting, and that's benefit number 37. Something that they call al-ishq. Al-ishq. Lustful love. You know what lustful love is? You see, there is love, and there is what? Lustful love. That you desire a woman to be with her. And you're willing to do whatever it takes. Because her fitna is where? Penetrated your heart. And this is what all these singers, they sing all the day. You know, and we have, subhanAllah, hear this. أَمُرُّ بِالْدِيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَةِ Huh? I pass by the house of Layla. أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارِ And I kiss what? The walls of the house. The walls of the house. شوف العشق. شوف. وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي I'm not in love with the walls, nor the house. وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ But I'm in love with the one who lives inside the house. شوف الكلام. يعني you hear this in Arabic out of this world. Hear this. وَهَانَ عَلَيَّ اللَّوْمُ فِي جَنْبِ حُبِّهَا وَقَوْلُ الْأَعَادِي إِنِّي لَخَلِيعُ And, you know, I don't care less if people blame me for her love, as long as I love her. And even if my enemies will say about me, look at him, falling for a woman. إني لخليع أصم إذا نوديت باسمي. When you call me with my name, Kareem, I don't hear. شوف. وإذا قيل لي يا عبدها إني لسميع. And when you call me and say, oh, her slave, then I hear. هذا هو العشق. This is the lost for love. There are people, this is a disease, for your information. نجان الله وإياكم. Ibn al-Qayyim, رحمه الله, wrote a whole book about this. Here is what he said. العشق مرض من أمراض القلوب. The lust for love is a disease that inflicts the heart. You know, your heart is like a sponge. Seriously. If it is empty from the love of Allah, it will end up loving other things. And the worst of things that you can love is loving an opposite gender that you have no access to. I mean, if you're going to end up marrying, that's the ideal solution. But what happens if your heart captures a woman who is married? Or a man who is married? عذاب عذاب أليم والله عذاب أليم عذاب punishment. This person suffers. And if he does not treat it, he will end up committing adultery. And this is what happened to the wife of Al-Aziz. She's married, right? But her heart got what? She does not love Yusuf, the love that we know. Look, she said what? Imma an yusjan. Put him in jail. طب بالله عليك, if you love somebody, would you like him to go to jail? Huh? Punish him. Would you like him to be punished? No. She loves him that kind of love, the lustful love. She wants to have him. And this is the type that you need to stay away from. For your heart is like a sponge. If you don't occupy that sponge with any substance, what goes inside the sponge? What? Hawa. Hawa, right? Hawa? Hawa? Funny, huh? Hawa? Desire, whim. For this happened. طبعاً, what is the treatment if you fall into this? Like I said, and this is the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim fi Zad al-Ma'ad, a beautiful book. The provision for the hereafter. العشق مرض من أمراض القلوب. The lust for love is a disease that inflicts a heart that is empty from the love of Allah. And I'll make a statement for you and remember that statement. If you love anything in this world more than you love Allah, Allah will punish you with the thing that you love more than him in this dunya. If you love money, for example, more than Allah, Allah will make you suffer because of the money. So, but if your heart is occupied with Allah, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you above any worldly desires. You're not going to become a slave to anything in this world. وهذا هو العبودية. Being a slave to Allah will free you from a lot of slaveries in this world. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Some of you do understand what I'm saying, right? So how to treat if you fall into this? Of course, the treatment, if you love a woman whom you can marry, the best way to treat this is what? To marry her. يقول ابن عباس, ابن عباس says, كما في سنن ابن ماجه, I do not know a better treatment for lustful love but marrying the person. If you can't, I tell you something, you're going to have to ask Allah to help you, because you're going to suffer. You want to see the person, you want to be around them, and you get yourself in trouble. The ideal solution is to leave town, for your information. That is why, subhanAllah, you find when a person commits adultery in Islam, the unmarried, في بعض الطرق الفقه, in some of the fiqh, تغريب سنة, that you leave town for what? For a year. So what? You forget. Because what happened? Wherever you go, we had coffee here. We had milkshake here. And you just, wherever you go, you just, everything that what? Remind you with what? Flashes. Oh, really? All right. MashaAllah. So, subhanAllah, this is the way it is. You have to leave. The last thing is, you know, try to remember some of the bad things about this person. Even so, you will never see any bad things about this person. But try to recall some bad things. Normally, if you fall into this lustful love, the person for you is like what? An angel. But you have to remember some of their bad things. But I tell you, the best solution, out of al-ishq. That's what it's called. Al-ishq. The lustful love. It's a plus if you have it with your wife, if you have it with your husband. That's the ideal position. But it's damaging to you when you fall in it with someone whom you cannot have. You will suffer. That is why don't try to look for it. Don't. It's a disease. طبعا, the wife of Al-Aziz heard about what they said. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ, she said, well, you're talking about me. Let me show you what I'm facing. SubhanAllah. أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنْ, she invited all the women in town, the women who are talking about her, to a banquet. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآءً, and she placed a good comfy cushions for them to recline. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ, and she given each one of them a knife and an apple or a fruit. وَقَالَتْ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and then she called Abu Yusuf and she said, I want you to enter. We need to understand something here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في حديث أنس, حديث المعراج, he said, I met Yusuf in the heavens. وَلَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ يُوسُفْ شطر جمال المخلوقات, half of the beauty of the creations. You see these beautiful mountains? You see the trees? Yusuf was given half. You imagine. I mean, if you think you're a handsome man, give me a break. I mean, you need to rethink that. Yusuf was given half of the beauty of the creations. You have to imagine this, out of this world. I mean, out of this world. When he entered, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ, when they looked at him, أَكْبَرْنَهُ, they were amazed. وَقَطَّعْنَا, they were cutting what? They were cutting the apple with what? With the knife. And they cut their hands. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. Can you imagine? Not only this. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. They said, may Allah protect us. مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. This is not a human being. This is not a human being. You imagine this. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is a noble angel. This is not a human being. شوف, the wife of Al-Aziz immediately, she said what? فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. This is the one whom you're blaming me for. فَضَّلْ. This is what I'm going through. Look at the corruption of the town in Egypt at the time. Look at the women. The high standard, you know. Look at this. فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. And you know what? وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. I seduced him. And he said no. And I'm not giving up. Look, I'm not giving up. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ. And if he does not do what I want him to do. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَمْ من الصاغرين. And if he does not do what I want him to do, he has two choices: whether he will go to jail or whether he will be humiliated by me. I'm not going to leave him alone. You see the lustful love? Remember the lustful love? That's the lustful love. I gotta have him. That's the only treatment, by the way. وَذَيَكَ يَقُولِ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ. I said the statement there. لَا نَعْلَمُ دَوَاءً لِلْمُتَحَابَّينَ إِلَّا النِّكَاحِ. There is no other treatment for that type of love except what? Having one another. Nikah, marriage. Because that's the only way to get this out of your system, like they say. Something to notice here, and that's benefit number 38. They said what? This is not a human being, this is what? An angel. People know, even if they are not Muslims, that angels are what? A beautiful, good looking creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what made the angels this way? Is their creation? They are created from what? Light? No. You know what made them beautiful? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Angels never disobey Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them in a way that they are always obedient. They don't have a choice. Angels do not have what? Choice. We do have a choice. The human beings do have a choice to obey and disobey. Who has a choice to? Jinn. The race of who? Shaitan. Angels. And this is what the women saw in Yusuf. They did not only see the physical beauty, by the way, but ta'a, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives you a good look. If you're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a good face. For this is the other thing. Here is the most shocking statement. that I read my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I ponder upon it, and that's benefit number 39, the reaction of Yusuf to this. Imagine all the women in town are after you, wanting you. Who doesn't like this? I mean, people go and, you know, they try to look cool and they shave their head and they cut their, and they put tattoos and to get what? Huh? They get attention. They want to get attention. Look at me, I'm here. Yusuf got all the women all over him. Did this make him happy? That's a fitna. He makes this beautiful dua. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه. Oh Allah, jail is a lot better for me than this. Save me from them. He got all the women in Egypt after him. Is not the wife of Al-Aziz now. Is what? Everybody else. As-sijnu, oh Allah, place me in jail because this particular fitna, the fitna of the women, there is no solution for it but to stay away. Wallahi, by Allah, even if you are the most righteous, don't try. Yani one of our righteous predecessors said, wallahi, if they place me next to the ugliest women, I will not be secure. I'd rather stay away. وفي قصة, يعني we have a beautiful story, قصة العابد, mentioned in explaining Surah, the verses in Surah Al-Hashr, Barsisa, his name, that three brothers from the children of Israel, they were called to go and fight in the cause of Allah. And they had a sister. And they didn't know what to do with their sister in their absence. So they said, there is no one else in town we can entrust with our sister but this monk, this worshipper in the sanctuary. His name is Barsisa. We'll trust him. Will place our sister under his care in our absence. They went to him, please, can you do so? He said, no, please. He said, please, no one else we can trust in town but you. He said, fine. Build for her a house next to my sanctuary so I can watch her from a distance. They did. They traveled. He would go and check on her and sometimes leave her food. And so he would not even knock the door. He would, how you doing? You know, how's it going? And then he leaves. Then Satan came to him and says, come on, this is your custody. I mean, how do you know that she's safe? And at least ask her, talk to her. Find out how she's doing. So he said, he went, how you doing? And he insisted to hear her voice back. Oh, I'm good. Fine. Week, 2 weeks pass by. Well, Barsisa, you're a worshipper. The people are going to see you now knocking in the door. Huh? It's not good for you. Why didn't you ask her to open the door and don't enter. Just go inside. A little bit inside. Don't enter. So you check on her. She's under your custody. He did. Knock, open the door. How you doing? Good. And he left. Barsisa, the people are looking at you. At least close the door. Come on, you're good. I mean, you're a worshipper. Huh? Trust yourself. You're good, man. You have confidence in yourself. Lock the door so nobody sees you. Lock the door. فوقع عليها. He committed adultery with her. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Shaitan comes to you like this, by the way. Steps. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. ولذلك سبحان الله في القرآن إيه؟ Lower your gaze. Don't look. End of story. If you look, you will desire. Then you're going to start to think about going there, coming back. Big story. The sister got pregnant. Shaitan came to him. What are you going to do now, Barsisa? The brothers are going to come back. What are you going to tell them? You have no solution, Barsisa, but to kill her. He killed her. And he buried her somewhere nearby. The brothers returned. Salaamu alaykum, Barsisa. How you doing? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Lillahi ma akhada wa lillahi ma a'ta. Wa kullu shayin indahu bi ajalin musamma. Your sister passed away. Of course they trusted him. They did not doubt him. They believed him. So they went to sleep that night. Shaitan, Satan came to the three of them in a dream. You know what? Barsisa committed adultery with your sister. She got pregnant and he killed her and he buried her in this place. They waked up in the morning looking at one another. You seen what I see? Yeah. Really? Let's go and check that place out. Dig, 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 dig. They found the body of her, of their sister, pregnant. So they came back to Barsisa. Ya Barsisa. Da kalam. So they brought him to the judge. They are about to crucify him. So Satan comes to Barsisa and tells him what? I am the one who got you in all this trouble. And I'm the only one who can save you now. But I want you to do something for me. Bow down to me. Prostrate to me. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر. Like Shaitan, he said to mankind, disbelieve. And when he disbelieved, قال إني فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. Yusuf understands that if he is in the vicinity of temptation, if he's an area where he is tempted over and over again, no guarantees. That is why he made this dua. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, I'd rather go to jail than what they're asking me to do. Or, because a lot of people, they say, why Prophet Yusuf asked for jail? No. He said, or, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُمْ. Or take their blood away from me, oh Allah. I don't want to go to jail, but I cannot handle this temptation. I can't. It's too much to handle. I'd rather be separated from them. طبعاً سيدنا يوسف عليه السلام made what? And that's benefit number 40 and the last for today, inshallah. He made dua for what? Is he guilty? Is he guilty of anything? Huh? No. He's innocent. And the supplication of the innocent, the supplication of the oppressed, there is no barrier between it and Allah. When the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen. He said to him, وَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ, and protect yourself against the supplication, the invocation of the oppressed. فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ, no barrier between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. المظلوم الظلم يا جماعة, حتى والله لو كان كافرا, even if he's a disbeliever, إياك والظلم, إياك, be aware of injustices. Even if you commit that injustice against someone who is not a Muslim, and he invokes Allah against you, Allah will answer his dua. الكافر, the one who is not a Muslim. يعني هناك حديث في مسند الإمام قال عنه الحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله, دعوة المظلوم مستجابة, the supplication, the invocation of the oppressed will be answered. Listen, وإن كان فاجرا, even if he's a wicked, disobedient to Allah, don't say هذا كافر وهذا, this is a not Muslim, I could commit injustice against. لا, even if he is, why, ففجوره على نفسه, his wickedness is against himself, but he have committed injustice to that person. يعني سبحان الله, look at our character here, Yusuf, a kafir, a non-Muslim who makes dua, Allah will answer his dua if he is oppressed. A Muslim, a wali, what about a prophet? What about a prophet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in al-hadith al-ilahi, hadith Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. Whoever has animosity against one of my friends, Allah's friends, I will declare war against that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his wali, say, وَلَا إِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّ, and if he calls upon me, if he asks me anything, I will give him. وَلَا إِن إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ, and if he seeks refuge with me, I will give him that refuge. يعني هناك قصة في السنة في البخاري, المرأة السوداء ذات الوشاح, ويوم الوشاح من أعاجيب ربنا, إنه من بلاد الكفر أنجاني. في صحيح البخاري, a woman who used to be a slave, the daughter of her master had a very nice scarf. She was walking, it's from skin of animal. A bird, سموها الحداية, came and picked it up, thinking that this is meat. They captured the woman, the slave woman, and they told her, you stole it. You stole the scarf. She tells him, no, I did not. And they kept searching her to the extent that they want to search her, they want to strip her naked and say, and she makes, oh Allah, I'm innocent. Subhanallah, the bird that picked up the scarf came flying on the top of the people and showing them the scarf. Like this. They couldn't do it. She was not a Muslim, by the way. She was not a Muslim. She's a kafira. She was not a Muslim. The people didn't know what to do with her. She said, you know what? We're going to free you. Go. Go. And then she came to the Prophet ﷺ and she became a Muslim and so forth. The oppressed, a person who is oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer his supplication, will answer his invocation. Allah swears in one of the wording, Hadith Mu'ad, Wallahi, by Allah, I will give you victory even after a while. لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. فاتقي دعوة المظلوم لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فإن الظلم عقباه إلى الندم تنام وعين المظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. Don't commit oppression or injustice even if you're able to, because you will regret it one day. You will sleep after committing injustice, and the oppressed is awake, invoking Allah against you, calling Allah against you, and the eyes of Allah does not close. He hears his dua. He hears his dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Yusuf. Subhanallah. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah answered his dua right away. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُوا الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ. Yusuf is to go to jail. They decided that the best solution for this is for him to go to jail. And subhanallah, jail was the beginning of his empowerment in earth. It happened that a conspiracy in the kingdom against the king to poison him. Two individuals were accused of trying to poison the king. Saqi, the butler, the one who squeezes the grape to make wine for the king, and the baker, the one who makes the bread. Both of them were accused of trying to poison the king. They entered jail, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. At the same time, Yusuf entered the jail. We'll find out, inshallah, next Saturday, بإذن الله تعالى, how those two individuals, each one of them, saw a vision, a dream, and they saw in Yusuf al-Ihsan, a good character, a good person, and they approached him to give them the interpretation for the dreams. Till the next, inshallah, session. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yusuf, what time is the lecture tomorrow? I want to announce to the community so they can.